President Trump is continuing to push his proposed tariffs on aluminum and steel to punish China. But as has been pointed out, U.S. allies like Canada and Brazil will also be hurt. This morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan tried to be a speed bump.
What we're encouraging the administration to do is to focus on what is clearly a legitimate problem and to be more surgical in its approach so that we can go after the true abusers without creating any kind of unintended consequences or collateral damage.
Also today, a visit from the Swedish Prime Minister. Perhaps being a Swede, he can help negotiate this, but he's spending the afternoon with President Trump. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there. I don't quite get the Swedish reference, but maybe you'll fill me in.
They're nice. And, you know, as we've noted this week, the president's call for tariffs should not be a surprise to Ryan or anyone. Candidate Trump pledged them. But the president also said Sunday he'd slap a tax on foreign cars. BMW built hundreds of thousands of them with American workers in South Carolina. How else might the president's thinking affect the American workers he says he stands for?
Well, certainly if you work for something like U.S. Steel or an aluminum manufacturer, then it certainly might help. But when it comes to everyone else who depends on that raw material, it's likely to hurt. So if you think about manufacturers in the pipeline, equipment manufacturers, for example, the oil industry, they are upset about this and very concerned. Those are traditional Republican conservative business interest groups and not used to dealing with a president who's a Republican who tries to go this route. They would normally think that somebody like a Bernie Sanders, a protectionist liberal, would try something like this potentially. And this is not where they were hoping that this president would go. But, you know, it shouldn't be that surprising. He's been saying this kind of stuff for 30 years, and he takes this kind of broad brush approach. But it's one of the downsides to sort of playing checkers, this one-on-one deals he wants to make, as opposed to understanding the broader economy and the need to play chess.
Well, Ryan's office also said the speaker is afraid, as many Republicans are, that the tariff could erode gains made by the Republican tax cut. But meanwhile, to the Swedish Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, he's here, and Electrolux, which is based in Sweden, announced last week that company will delay a $250 million plant expansion in Tennessee because of the tariffs. Other countries have threatened to retaliate with their own tariffs against Harley-Davidson and Levi jeans. So Trump says he would win a trade war, but do you think a face-to-face meeting with a European ally might make a difference?
Well, you know, Trump famously likes to listen to the last person he talked to, but we'll see when it comes to this. They're supposed to be talking about military readiness and how the two countries can still cooperate. But certainly the economics of tariffs and trade as well as Brexit have to be at the top of the list because there's certainly some uncertainty in Europe right now and its relationship with the United States.
And I just want to ask quickly about South Korea's meeting with North Korea, trying to open dialogue with the U.S. The president tweeted today that for the first time in many years, a serious effort is being made by all parties concerned. The world is watching, waiting, maybe false hope. But the U.S. is ready to go hard in either direction. Just thoughts on what that might mean if there are talks.
Well, the president tweeted about it today, seemed open to it. He didn't talk about Little Rocket Man or anything like that. The one thing to look at, though, is I was thinking about who would be the negotiators here, because a lot of this spate work is usually done by experts in the State Department, and a lot of the Korea experts have quit and aren't with the State Department anymore. Yeah. So you really wonder what the negotiations could look like and how delicate this is. You want those experts with you.
That is serious business, but we do have the Swedes here today. Look, I have to ask you about Sam Nunberg. Elsewhere in the show, we take a deeper dive. This former Trump aide who went on, you know, TV insisting he won't respond to a subpoena from Robert Mueller to provide emails. Phil Rucker from The Washington Post told us elsewhere in the show, this isn't unhinged. This is who he is. What do you make of it?
Well, he's a provocative guy. He's somebody who's, you know, his mentor is Roger Stone, and we know that he sees himself as sort of a provocateur, trickster type. You know, it's notable that Nunberg, after his full Nunberg that he pulled yesterday, sort of reversed course and said that he will cooperate with Mueller.
Yeah. I got to ask you, too, about Kellyanne Conway. The Office of Special Counsel is recommending disciplinary action against her. Remember, she went on TV on the White House lawn telling people not to vote for Doug Jones in Alabama. That violated the act that limits political activity by federal employees. That's a problem.
Well, normally you're not supposed to talk politics, and the office put out guidance again saying that as the president is running for re-election, to remind people not to do that on federal ground or on near a federal building. Mm-hmm. But the White House is being defiant, and they disagree with the findings.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, thanks as always.
You're welcome.